Chapter 17. The next morning, at a most disagreeable hour, Mrs. Nightwing summons the lot of us to the great hall. Girls stumble in with their uniforms poorly buttoned and their braids half plaited in haste. Many rub sleep from their eyes, but we don't dare yawn. Mrs. Nightwing would not ask us here this early for tea and kisses. There is an air of reproach. Something terrible is at hand, and I fear that we were seen last night.
"I hope it's nothing to do with the masked ball in our honour," Elizabeth frets, and Cecily shushes her.
At 5 minutes past the hour, Mrs. Nightwing bustles into the room, wearing a grim expression that puts the starch in our spines. She takes a position before us, her hands behind her back, her chin up, and her eyes as sharp as a fox's.
"A very serious offence has occurred, one that shall not be tolerated,"
our headmistress says.
"Do you know of what I speak?"
We shake our heads, offer apprehensive noes. I am nearly ill with panic. Mrs. Nightwing lets her imperious gaze fall upon us.
"The stones of the East Wing have been violated," she says, enunciating each word. "They've been painted with strange markings, in blood."
The gasps catch from girl to girl like a brush fire. There is a sense of both horror and ecstasy. The East Wing, blood, a secret crime. It will give us something to gossip about for a week at least.
"Quiet, please," Mrs. Nightwing barks. "Has anyone any knowledge of this crime? If you shield another through your silence, you do her no service."
I think of last night, the figure in the dark, but I can't very well tell Mrs. Nightwing about it, else I'd have to explain what I was doing out of my bed.
"Will no one step forward?" Mrs. Nightwing presses.
We are silent.
"Very well. If there is no admission, all will be punished. You will spend the morning with pail and brush, scrubbing till the stones gleam again."
"Oh, but Mrs. Nightwing,"
Martha cries above the hum of anguished murmurs,
"must we really wash blood?"
"I fear I shall faint," Elizabeth says, teary.
"You will do no such thing, Elizabeth Poole."
Mrs. Nightwing's frosty glare stops Elizabeth's tears straight away.
"The restoration of the East Wing is very important. We have waited years for it, and no one shall halt our progress. Don't we want Spence looking her best for our masked ball?"
"Yes, Mrs. Nightwing," we answer.
"Think what a proud moment it will be when you return years from now, perhaps with your own daughters, and you can say, 'I was there when these very stones were put in place.' Every day Mr. Miller and his men toil to restore the East Wing. You must reflect upon that as you scrub."